You may have noticed that the stock market has been on quite a tear recently. However, volatility may be on the way back. Recently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged by more than 370 points, or by 1.8% during a single day due to political turmoil in Washington, D.C. But that was just one day, and the stock market quickly recovered. But as indicated by Money Magazine, at some point, the bull market that commenced in early 2009 will give way to a bear market. If history is any guide, stock prices could tumble by 20, 30, 40% or more. The implication is that one needs to position one's retirement portfolio so that one will be comfortable remaining in investments one owns even if and when the market reverses course. With that in mind, you should make sure that your asset allocation is still consistent with your tolerance for risk. Since bottoming out in the wake of the financial crisis, stocks have gained nearly 5 times as much as bonds, an annualized 19% rate of return versus 4%. That means that your portfolio may have become more aggressive than you think. For instance, someone who started with 60% stocks and 40% bonds in March of 2009 would have about 80% of their assets in stocks and just 20% in bonds today under basic assumptions. Having so much of your portfolio in stocks is absolutely fabulous when the market is rising, but wouldn't be particularly advantageous if the market begins climbing down a mountain. For WYPR, I'm Anibon Basu.